إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We started last part of the chapter of Aqidah and the Prophet of Salah, which is in the explanation concerning deviation from the correct Aqidah and the ways and manners we can be saved from being a victim. We mentioned yesterday that the greatest calamity that can happen to anybody on earth is for such a person to deviate from the correct Aqidah. That is the worst thing that can happen, because such inhiraf is the mu'minika what they are, is absolute destruction and wastefulness. Now, and we went up to the extent of mentioning that the life of such person can never be spread again. It will be life full of tomorrow, difficulty, confusion, lack of peace. And we made mention of what is happening presently in our world. People are losing relatives across the globe. People are dying in their number. And a lot of people are even, apart from coronavirus, the mental health specialists are overstressed these days. But people have mental disorders. Seeing some countries, close to 900 persons dying in a day. And that will not stop the next day death. Becomes a very great mental issue. He's saying that such will happen to somebody because he lacks correct Aqidah. Anybody with correct Aqidah will have peace. The peace that is not conditional to whatever situation you find yourself. It's constant. It's a constant peace. Whether you are in affluence or abject poverty, you will see yourself having the tranquility that this life is meaning. And we quoted a verse to support it towards the end of our discussion yesterday, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kulu min at-tayyibat wa 'amalu salih." No new prophet, messenger. Eat from the good things of this world. It's allowed. Any halal thing, eat it, if you have. But don't forget, don't be deluded by those beautiful things. وَعَمَلُوا صَالِحًا. And remember to do good, do righteous things. This verse is showing that if we have the opportunity to be stupendously rich, there's nothing wrong about it. There are great scholars that are very, very rich, extremely rich. إمام الليل ليس بن سعد is a contemporary of Imam Malik. But why Imam Malik was in Medina? Imam Layth was in Egypt, was an Egyptian by origin. But they are great scholars, just like in here. They were the ones reigning in the world. They are great scholars. And you know, then scholars move around from one, students of knowledge move around from one scholar to another. When you finish with this scholar and you feel that he has given you all he feels he can afford to give, you move on and go for another scholar. Maybe this is a great scholar in Hadith. You have finished everything he has to teach in Hadith. Maybe another aspect of Hadith, you go for another scholar that is special in that aspect. For instance, there are scholars that are very good in Rijal al-Hadith, the men of Hadith. What do you mean by men of Hadith? Those in the chain of narration. They are very good at that. There are people that are very good in Mustalahat of Hadith, or the terminology. There are people that are good in Jarh wa Ta'dil, finding, they are very good in knowing who is good enough to collect Hadith from, and who is not good enough. That their own is just to know who is good and who is not good. So a student of knowledge will be moving from one of these places to another under that Hadith. So Imam Layth bin Sa'd and Imam Malik were contemporaries. They met as students under some of the scholars. And when it was their turn to reign, they reigned together. They reigned together. For instance, Ibn Taymiyyah was a scholar when Ibn Qayyim was a student. Just students learning from him. But towards the end of Ibn Taymiyyah's life, one of the foremost scholars that was found in the whole world was Ibn Qayyim. So at the death of Ibn Qayyim, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim was already reigning, and the most of his knowledge was gotten from Ibn Taymiyyah. So people have their lifetime and their generation. So Imam Layth was the same generation with Imam Malik, and they were very close. They were very, very close. You will hardly know they were not given birth by the same mother, the way they relate among themselves. You know, Imam Malik does not move. He was stationary in Medina. He said, where again do I go if I leave Medina for two? So he spent almost all his life all in Medina. And Imam Malik was a great scholar that had extraordinary love for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, because of the love he has for him, he refused riding horse in Medina. He said, how can I climb on top of horse or any ride and be now bouncing on the land that Rasul is under? How will I do that? On that soil, on the place, in the town, in the city, where Rasul Sassan is buried under, I will now be jumping on an animal. So Imam will take the pain to trek anywhere he wants to go on foot. Imam Malik will bath 2 hours to the time he's going to have a class like this. He used to have class in the Prophet Mosque. 2 hours to the time, he will everywhere will be booming with the fragrance of the perfumes and Bukhara. What does it mean, Bukhara, Sheikh? Yes, that is bonds and he will put all this incense. But I don't want to call it incense because it's more than that. Bukhara. He will put perfume. We want Bukhara, the whole mosque will be booming. When you enter and stay in class and finish for the rest of the day, people will be asking from where you get your perfume. He will bath, dress his hair, wear nice clothes and come. And then they will ask him why. He said, the hadith of Rasul, and the love for this hadith, he goes to meet people and need to prepare for them. He said to Rasul Sarkar, he wants to meet in his hadith. I will now come shabby, and the divorce will look anyhow. No, we have to prepare for this. So, but something is happening between Imam Layth and Imam Malik, and that is where I'm going. Imam Malik, because of his serious engagement in teaching and learning, was more popular than Imam Layth. But Imam Layth was more knowledgeable than Imam Malik. And Imam Malik will always acknowledge that. Do you know the Mahal Shaykh? Sometimes Imam Malik will have an issue in Masail, some issues in Islam. He doesn't have alpha to eat, he will keep it. If it were to be today, he will call Imam Layth in Egypt. He will keep the Masail. And he will tell the student that somebody that will help us out will soon come one day. Because Imam Layth will always visit Imam Malik on a regular basis. Since Imam Malik is not moving, Imam Layth is always moving. Do you know why he's moving? Because he was the Dangote of his time. That is where we are going. He was a scholar. He was acclaimed the richest man of that period. In the hundreds, people is sponsored to Hajj. In hundreds. People that are working for him in the market, in hundreds. Anywhere he goes, and any form of trade he goes into, he floods it. And he will change the shape of that market. The shape. Because he will enter into his mercy in his heart. You will know that a scholar has come here to take care of this. For instance, if it's deen, he will take everything about deen. I will say that when you come to market, if you need deen and you don't have more money, there is a place if people will put it for those who don't have money to buy deen and they need deen. That is a man name. He was rich, Allah gave him riches. So Imam Malik was saying in one of the times, he was commenting about Imam Layth, because Imam Layth died before him. He was saying that he benefited us with knowledge and wealth. Nafa'ana bil ilmi wal mal. He benefited us with both knowledge and wealth. What does it mean? That is where I'm going. When the Mas'ala, when Imam Layth finally arrived to see his friend, which he always on regular basis, he will bring his Mas'ala. I was asked this, I don't know, or I answered this, but I'm having some doubt about it. As great as this scholar, today all of us want to claim we know everything. Everybody will answer every question. And Imam Layth will now say, according to my own understanding, will explain. And Imam Malik will say, yes, this is why you are Imam. And Imam Malik, he will give Imam Malik a blank check. Spend anything you want to spend. When I come, just give me the bill. So when he comes like this, he wants to give him leave. Imam Malik was living big, based on his friends. So who says that riches cannot combine with fighting? That is the story. That is why I bothered you with this story. Layth bin Sa'd had both knowledge and wealth. That is what Allah is saying here. Ya ayyuhar rusul, kulu min at-tayyibat, each of the beautiful things of this world, the Dajjal, the Mashwiya, it is the roasted chicken. Roasted chicken, buy apples and grapes, get rice and salad. Who say those beautiful foods? It's the one. Those of us that are local people, get apple and a good food. Because that is our civil right. Eat it and eat as much as of what is allowed. Then, وَعَمَلُوا الصَّالِحَةِ Don't be deceived by those beautiful things. Let it not affect you in any form at all of this beautiful thing. This is the balance. This is why Allah SWT called us balanced nation. Now, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى This is why I brought this translation to the Quran. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَعْتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا Indeed, you have given Dawood from us great favor, special position. We have raised Dawood. From us, we have decided to raise Dawood. Fadla. Tafdil means to raise somebody above, not just ordinary. We have raised Dawood above ordinary. Is that not true? If you know about the story of Dawood again, he and his son Suleiman, they were given special grace. We are talking of people that Allah has given the grace of this world. And they could not lose that of the hereafter. If you are talking of that, anytime you are talking of this story, you can never forget Dawood alayhi salam and Suleiman alayhi salam. As we are going to see in the narration Allah gave to Surah Al-Saba. And Allah SWT has now enumerated some of these problems. He said, Ya Jibal, Allah addressed the mountain. Ya Jibal, awwibi ma'ahu wa qoyah. Awwibi ma'ahu. He is addressing now the mountain. That means that mountains as great and mighty as it is, as they are, were reduced to the use of Dawood alayhi salam. They were under the command of Dawood alayhi salam. Allah called the mountains, Ya Jibal, how will the Imam, Ma Dawood, was toil, use mountains, and leave the bars, how will the Imam, sing the praises of Allah, my praises, following Dawood alayhi salam, under the command of Dawood. This is what the Christians brought out as Psalms. This is where they are. You see, what happened in Injil? Injil was actually a book, but these people now distorted it and changed it. That's why you see that there are some remnants of some certain things in life to some extent. To the extent that the manipulators did not go in, you will find the truth. So the Psalms you have, which they actually knew it was Psalms of David, was the song that was sung by Dawood alayhi salam and the Bab. Song of praises of Allah. This is it in the Quran. Awid ma'ahu wa ta'im wa alanna lahu ladhi hadith. Alanna. Allah is listening. He said, and we made soft for him. Hadith. We made soft for whom? For Dawood alayhi salam. The iron was made like a plastic for him. If Dawood catches iron like this, he will turn it and turn it any shape he wants with a bare hand. Allah lahu hadith.
These are telling us about the tables of these earthly tables given to his prophet that did not in any way reduce his submission to Allah. These are people that Allah gave the dominion, kingdoms to rule, both human kingdoms and non-human kingdoms. They were commanding them, as we are going to see in the verse. The surah to Saba, like I said yesterday, is a surah we needed really to sit down and read from beginning to the end, because it has a lot of embedded messages inside the surah. So much rich and with strange words. Look at in between the words. Ani malus sabi God wa qadr fi sarf. So that you will walk sabi God. They say sabi God are chains of rings of chains of armor for war. These things people used to wear in the olden days in the body when they are ready. Sometimes they, if you attack them with either sword or spear. So it's the animal of Sadiqa, Waqadir Jisfar. This part is talking about warrior. The warrior part of Dawud alayhi salam. If you go to reading the Bible itself, you will see that Dawud fought a lot of battles. He won with few armies, and in some part of the Quran also carry the story. With few armies, he fought a lot of battles, and he won them. This is where Allah now defined that you will be a victor in all your battles. Wasn't he? Nobody faces Dawud alayhi salam in the battle that will not run. Imam al-Sadiqat wa Qadir al-Sikfar. وعمل الصالحة. You see, we have given you all these things. We reduce the whole mountain to your control. The best are also answering to your calls. And we've given you the power to conquer in any war you go. But don't forget. وعمل الصالحة. They said that if you watch from the beginning of the verse, Allah was addressing only Dawud alayhi salam, because he was using singular in the Arabic word. He said, "Animal is Sadiqat, animal is Sadiqat, wa qaddim. He didn't say animalu, and didn't say wa qaddiru. But when it comes to the last part, he said, "Wa amalu salihat." وَأَمَلُوا, then it was like you and all the people among you in response to all these good things I've given you of the worldly things, do good. Act righteously. إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Because even as I've given you, I'm watching you. So a believer that reads this, we know that any good work Allah, any good favor Allah has given you, is actually observing you. This is where our aqidah is raised. So for any good thing you are getting, you must follow it with good work. Well, in Sulaiman Rek, he has just finished that of Dawud alayhi salam, the father of Sulaiman. And immediately Allah is following it with the story of Sulaiman. And the story of in the same manner, in the same perspective. What is that perspective? Of people Allah has favored with things of this world, and it did not deceive them, it did not distract them from becoming the best of people of the hereafter. And the first man, we give him rage. It was the wind under his control. Well, it's the man, right? The rih, he can send the rih on Iran. Subhanallah. People have passed this word. Allah gave Sulaiman the power, like the way we send some people, please, can you help us and go to Africa to go and buy Isn't oil for our generator? We want to change the oil of the generator. For instance, that's how we call wind and give them assignment and they will go. Do you know the speed they will use to go? The speed of 1 month is what they will go in a twinkle of an eye. The fastest beat, the distance they will cover in a month, the wind will go in a guduha shahar. What ordinarily would have taken 1 month? He will use it and go, what? And the returning, he will use what it will take 1 month or so to come back in a twinkle of an eye. Is it not a worldly gift? If somebody has it today, he will answer the petition. وأصلنا له عين الخطر وأصلنا له عين الخطر and we make a point of molting glass عين الخطر. The stream of brass. This brass here is talking about the ornaments and decorations and beautification in Suleiman's palace. Do you remember the story of Bilqis alayhi salam? When Suleiman gave order, they went and said there was a very great kingdom, big kingdom, only big, and they were really very organized. The only thing is that is the woman that is their queen. That's Bilqis. So Suleiman said, I want to see her kingdom brought to me. So they went to go and tell Bilqis that Suleiman is calling me. You know, anyway, to cut the long story is that Bilqis herself came with all her majesty and her glamour. She was reduced to Suleiman's command. This is a worldly power. When she entered the kingdom of Suleiman, she was humbled. Because she saw the most beautiful ever kingdom anybody can set eyes on. She was holding her gown flowing down like this when he was walking on the floor that leads to the man's arch throne. Because the floor was shining and she was seeing some reflection, so she thought it was water. No, something. The type of eyes that was made there, the woman thought it was water. She was not watching water yet. She could not believe that it's not water. So she was holding her clothes from wetting on the floor. Brass. So Allah is saying, we make me have the most beautiful structure, decoration on earth. That's what we do. We gave it to him. We gave him the wind. We gave him the wind. The decoration. ومن الجن من يعمل بين يديه بإذن ربي. And among jinns, there are jinns that have the workers of jinns. People he keeps and they are working day and night. His servants are jinns.
So you will see them busy everywhere, gardens everywhere. That, like Sheikh said, the size, the building, everything, there was one always busy, really. The one that built all his houses, his kingdom, everywhere. Not only that, and they would all be shaking. This is how the jinns will be shaking. Allah reduced the jinns to become his sex slaves and servants that are serving him day and night. Serving him up to the death. He died, they didn't know. Because, like, for us to call the long story short, he will always pass and come and watch him. And any time he starts looking at them, he knows what he will raise his head, not to walk among the things. So one day he was also standing by his back, and the guy, they didn't know. So that was dead in that position. For in a mashallah, they were busy working. And unlike before, Salah used to go, alayhi salam, used to go inside sometimes. But this time around, he was still going inside. So they were walking, seeing they got exhausted, they were still working. You know what saved them? Tonight. Tonight he went and ate the staff. He was. He ate the staff and the staff broke. Semaya made for us. So this man was dead since. And we're busy cleaning ourselves with work. That is how much Allah reduced this being to the service of Sulaiman. Up to death. He died for long. Allah knows how long. Because as Allah narrated here, it is only when the termite ate the staff and the imam went down that they realized that they have actually been laboring in vain. Allah says, يَعْمَلُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. They always work in his presence. He will always be there and they will be busy killing themselves with work. The evening is rubbish. But Allah does not want us to forget the fact that it, all this is happening by the permission of Allah, not by his own volition. And these men were not arrogant to arrogate some of these things to themselves. They also recall that it is Allah, favors from Allah, because Allah is enumerating the favors. Now, وَمَنْ يَزَكْ مِنْهُمْ أَنْ عَمْرِنَا نُزْكِهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And any one of them, any one of these jinns that mistakenly disobey any of the others that we will be giving to them, he will taste the worst of punishment. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. These jinns will do for him anything he wants. Anything he wants. He can tell them to consult anything at all. Anything that comes into his mind, he will tell them, and they will not have choice but to do it. Like Sheikh said, that was how they got this beautiful time.
يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ means مَهَارِيبُ وَالتَّمَاثِيلُ وَالْجِفَانُ كالجواب وقدور الرسيان.
Different things, including shapes, including statues, including structures, including buildings. All those things were part of those different things they actually established Sulaiman alayhi salam. I think we still see the most of Bayt al-Maqdis. You know that up to today, you hardly get a building that would be that structure. Do you know that that building was as far back as then? It is the only renovation that painted and all those things. It's still the shape, the dome, everything was how it was done. It was the work of Sulaiman alayhi salam, the Bayt al-Maqdis.
He يعملون له ما يشاء. نعم. اعملوا على داوود شكرا.
اعملوا على داوود شكرا. Then after enumerating all these things, you know it started from Dawood alayhi salam, there is this source. Then Allah now combines two of them and says, at the household of Dawood, Who are the household of the good? He, his wife, and his children, which the man is from. You understand? Imalus, Ala Dawood, Shukura. Please walk, act with gratitude. We have given you everything now. So be grateful. Anything you are embarking on, let's see the humbleness. Let's see the gratitude in you. This is a message to all the believers. Whatever Allah has given you above your brother, it is, Allah is not expecting anything from you except what? Imalu shukura. Ask, handle those things with gratitude. Wa qalilun min ibadi yashkur, and very few of my servants are actually grateful. Very few of my servants are grateful. So if a Muslim hears this, and inshallah this is where we are going to end for the day. If a Muslim hears this, it strengthens his understanding of this world and his relationship with his Creator. That is the basis upon which the Aqidah is actually derived. And these are some of the things that those who don't have correct Aqidah will actually lose. That's why they will go to the essence of taking their life. Some of them that are rich enough will oppress those they feel they are not up to them. They will use the riches Allah has given them to oppress others, because they will feel that that is the best way to express that I'm different. But then these men will rather humble themselves the more, because they know that they are just custodians of those things. That is why Allah was saying, be it in Rabbi. All these things are just with the permission of His Lord, who is the most high, the greatest. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika.